Chofel, the 20th day of Elul, Tavshinayin Hay, in Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh. And Rav Naftali Herz had a son, Rav Avram, who was a grandson of Rav Nachman Chirinzal from one side, and a great-grandson of Rav Nelson Zal from the other side of his family. These were his illustrious grandparents. And from a young age, also very, very outstanding in Shimush Chachamim, in trying to spend as much time as he could with Rav Nelson Zal's students and Rabbeinu Zal's students. Some of Rabbi Nachman's students were still alive when this Rav Kochav Lev Zal was a child, and he spent time with them trying to absorb, trying to hear as much of the oral tradition of Breslov, things that were not written down. He lived the first 73 years of his life in Russia, in Ukraine, and then the last 20 years, he was zocheh to be living in Eretz Yisrael. In Ukraine, in Russia, he was one of the main speakers in Breslov. Rabbeinu Zal once said, when does a person know Likutei Moran well? When they know it forwards and backwards. This Rav Kochav Lev Zal, as a child, decided he's going to do it. He's got it memorized. He's got to know Likutei Moran by heart. So he would go up in the morning after Shacharis. He would eat something, pas Shacharis. And then he would go up to an attic and stay up there until he had memorized a chapter of Likutei Moran by heart. Until he knew the entire Likutei Moran by heart very, very well, so that those who attended his shiurim, including Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, other leaders of Breslov of the previous generation, said that it was incredible to watch when he would give a shiur, he would recite the chapter of Likutei Moran, one of the Rosh Hashanah Torahs of Likutei Moran, that's maybe 6-8 pages. He would start it, reciting it and explaining, and go off on tangents sometimes a little bit, come right back to where he left off, and continue reading from there with no book, and would explain the chapter on Likutei Moran with all the Likutei Halachos on it and other commentaries. I remember one story that Rav Rosenfeld told was that after Rav Kochav Lev Zal had already moved to Eretz Yisrael, he made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, during those last 20 years, Rav Rosenfeld Zal met him in 1948. Right after the war, Rav Rosenfeld was one of the first Jews to get on a plane and run to Eretz Yisrael. And he met him at the time, and he sat at some of the shiurim that he gave. And Rav Kochav Lev Zal would speak for about an hour and a half. And Rav Rosenfeld said he knew that this was going to be deep. So he made sure to be concentrating as hard as he could. And Rav Kochav Lev Zal, Rav Avram Shtar, started speaking. And he was concentrating and holding on. And then it got deeper, and he was still holding on. And then it got still deeper, and he said his head was going to explode, that it was on such a high level. And at one point he thought to himself, what's everybody else doing? And he looked around and he said he saw the eyes were glazed like. So he felt comforted a little that he wasn't the only one, that this was beyond him. There are a number of letters that we have from him. If we can, I'd like to read one of them, which he writes shortly after his wife passed away, his first wife. And he's writing about the incredible importance of getting to Eretz Yisrael, how desperately he wants to get to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to leave Ukraine and get here. He writes it to two of his close friends and students, he writes. One of them is Reb Tzvi Yehuda Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, who I believe was an uncle of the Rav Rosenfeld that I knew. He writes that my eyes are still yearning every single day to acquire a visa and a ticket for the boat. And he writes, Novin, please, please, my close friends, my brothers, my children, my students, strengthen yourselves with everything you possibly can regarding this mitzvah of getting me out of Chutz Loretz, out of this imprisonment in Chutz Loretz, at least in my old age, so that I'll be privileged to spread the Torah of Rabbeinu Zal and the Torah of his students, Rav Nelson Zal, and all of the stories, the whole oral tradition of them that I have. Maybe through this, I'll be able to reveal the awesome secrets related to this at the Kosel Maravi and in Miron by the Tana Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and in many other places. And he writes, because Hashem is my witness, Hashem knows the truth, that my whole intention, my whole desire of wanting to be in Eretz Yisrael based on Rabbein Azal's teachings, is to be there in a manner that I'll be able to accomplish there good deeds, to elevate and spread the awesome holiness of the true tzaddik, who is the beauty and the charm of the whole world, through which Hashem's name will be heightened and increased. Hashem's name, which is one with the holy name of the tzaddik. And through this, people will open their eyes, and the eyes of all the people in Eretz Yisrael, that people will be able to start looking at themselves and be able to improve their midos and to make a new beginning in serving Hashem on the highest level possible. Both the breastlivers and those that are not breastlivers, to wake them up with the power of the elder of the elder, Sovin de Sovin. That's a term that's used in the Zohar Kodesh to refer to the highest, highest level of tzaddik, the elder of the elders, who said, rely on my strength. So he writes, now that my wife is no longer living, my wife is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is my wife. Your close friend, Avraham Koichov Lev. When he was living in Eretz Yisrael, he would very often sign his name in Lashon Kodesh. He wouldn't write Shteren Haas, he would write Koichov Lev. Shbizorcha, that the schus of all the tzaddikim, especially on a yortzeit, is when the neshama has an aliyah, tremendous elevation. If a person lights a candle in honor of a tzaddik, if a person goes to his kever and says Tehillim there, studies Torah there, these things bring a tremendous elevation. Or if a person does any mitzvah at all and has in mind, I'm doing this, le'iloi nishmas, this tzaddik, Reb Avraham, Reb Naftali Herz, his neshama has an elevation. All those who are connected share that elevation. There was once a time when Rav Rosenfeld came to see him and told him about his students in America and everything, and the close connection that they feel to him, to Rav Avraham Sternhartz. Rav Avraham Sternhartz told him, come outside. They went outside to the building where they were, and Rav Avraham Sternhartz stood and posed for a picture. We know that the Hasidim in general, and especially the breastlivers, are not that much into photography. But here he understood there was an important purpose. He told Rav Rosenfeld to take a picture and to bring it back to his students in America. And he told him, tell your students that your students are my students. That just like Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef HaTzadik, your children, Ephraim uMenashe, Kiraouvein veShimon Yuli, your children are like my personal children. He said to him, anyone who will be your student, I'll consider them as if they're my personal student also. His schus should help all of Chassidei Breslov and all of Klal Yisrael be zocha to the Yeshua that we're waiting for, the coming of Moshiach, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Geula Shleima, Meher Ameinu, Amen V'Amen.